loveracing.nz update, your home for everything thoroughbred racing. Visit loveracing.nz, racing's biggest fan.
And today we're going to be better informed because we've got the presence of Entain's Nick Quinn with us here as our Love Racing expert. And there are races today in New Zealand. Gallops we're talking about here, eight races beginning at 12:32 our time at Waverley. There's also racing at Rockhampton, one of my faves because it's got such a long straight. Pinjarra, Hawkesbury, Tuncurry and Pakenham Night Racing as well. Hey, Quinny, good morning to you. Thanks for your time.
G'day, Smithy. G'day, all. And you do mention that Waverley program is a very well-backed runner going around there today, which no doubt we will touch on during this chat.
Well, it is. They don't get many meetings, Waverley. It's a lovely little boutique course, of course, and it is, it's attracted a fair range of fields from a lot of Central District's trainers, some travelling from a little bit further afield too.
Look, there's so many of these meetings that look absolutely spectacular on the TV screen, and Waverley, for mine, is on the podium when it comes to that race. Looks superb, lovely little place, and hopefully we can find a few winners there today. So I'll get to that runner because Sailor Jack has been absolutely crunched, was $2.10 when the markets opened and quickly backed into $1.80 through the course of the week. And the money has continued today, $1.80 into $1.60. So clearly the best backed runner on the program. And we don't have to wait long because he goes around in the first race, race one, number one. So if you want to get on the money horse, that's Sailor Jack, who's had couple of runs this campaign, three runs is placed on all three occasions, including a very impressive win two starts ago, and punters anticipate he will add to that today. So he's been well-backed. And the other well-backed runner, trained by Noel Quinn, no relation to me, fortunately for him, unfortunately for me, but his galloper, Rusty Lane, has been popular. Third up today and has been backed into a $2.50 quote. So if you're following the money, race one, number one, race four, number one.
Wow. Okay. The toppies. Right. Let's look at, have you got anything for us possibly out of what's going around in Australia today or tonight?
Well, yeah, we've got a few well-backed runners across the Aussie races today. And we kick off tonight in the first at Pakenham Creek, who's been absolutely knocking the door down for a win, but hasn't quite cracked the maiden, hence is still eligible for maiden grade, but has gone very, very close a couple of times this preparation. It has been a little bit costly along the way, but forgiving punters are with the James Cummings trained galloper tonight, whose odds on at $1.90 in from $2 on race day. Well, later on in the day, there has been, well, later on in the night, because this is the packet of night meeting, so it won't be a very user-friendly time for you and your audience, but it doesn't matter if we're finding winners, and hopefully Desolation can be one of them. Race 4, number 1, from the Greg Urell stable. There have been minor deductions along the way, but this galloper was a $5.50 chance in early markets. Today on race day, back from $2.70 into $2.25 on the back of market support. So, again, we're going to race 1, number 2, and then race 4, number 1, Desolation.
Right, let's look, thanks for that, on tonight's card. Randwick this weekend as well, Quinny. It's the third day. Still four Group 3s up for grabs, two Group 1s, including the Champagne Stakes and the All-Age Stakes. How do you see these?
Yeah, the terrific racing continues, doesn't it? And both of them are pretty competitive. We'll take a look at the Champagne first. Manal from the Freedman Stable, who won impressively last start, heads the market at $2.30. There's been good support, though, for Linebacker. This galloper is undefeated, albeit in easier grade, but looks very progressive. He's a perfect 2 from 2 and looking to make it 3 from 3 on Saturday and has been back from $3 into $2.70. Broadsiding a $6.50 chance. I think the winner will probably come from those at the pointy end of the market, but it's a pretty good addition there of the Champagne. Much more open with the All-Age Stakes. Espiona, she's hard to catch. For mine, she goes better the Melbourne way than the Sydney way, but she's up in Sydney, and she heads the market now at a $3.90 quote. Sunshine in Paris at $4.80. Southport Tycoon take good support throughout the course of the week, a $6 chance. The chances don't end then. We've got Private Eye, Magic Time, Chain of Lightning, Incap, all going around there. So if you can find the winner in the All-Age Stakes, the value will take care of itself, where the Champagne looks a little bit more clear-cut. And a fascinating galloper goes around in race number 9, Jimmy Starr, the former Kiwi who exploded onto the Australian scene. But he's been in the news for the wrong reasons these past two starts. He was beaten at Flemington at odds of about $1.16. So that caused a bit of a stir because there were a few people a little bit in my opinion, unfairly critical of the jockey Craig Williams on that occasion. And then he had plenty of luck last start, but it was all terrible. He never saw daylight and ran seventh. He's a drifting favourite to bounce back in race number 9, so it will be interesting to see what happens there, whether punters gravitate to him once again, or it's a case of not once bitten, not twice bitten, but 3 times bitten, and then you want to stay away the 4th time.
Okay, Quinny, and just finally, and I shouldn't say finally because it's on the other side of Australia and they have quality racing in Perth all the time as well. Ascot, there is a great concept called the Kia Quokka. It's a slot race. At this stage, we're stretching to find one to beat the local Amelia's Jewel. But interesting for me is the backing up of Bella Nipotina from last week.
Yeah, Bella Nipotina, she ran in this race last year and she was terrific in the TJ Smith Stakes. She returned to form after finding a wet track. Unfortunately, she won't get that here, but it's quite a similar field to we saw last year in the Quokka, which was won by Overpass, who defeated Amelia's Jewel, and I wouldn't be stunned to see something similar this time around. Overpass for mine is the one to beat. We're getting $4.60. I think he'll lead and be mighty hard to catch. He's had 2 starts at Ascot. He won on both occasions, the first being the first running of the Quokka, and then he went back last December and got the job done in the Group 1 Winterbottom as well. Bella Nipotina, she's class. She's got to be a live chance. And there's a very exciting local coming through the grades called Oscar's Fortune. He's had 8 career starts. He's never finished worse than in the top 2. He actually defeated Amelia's Jewel in the Roma Cup last time out. So if you like Amelia's Jewel, the favourite, you've got to be warming towards Oscar's Fortune. And King of Sparta, another terrific winning chance for mine. This is a horse that I feel like he saves us every Magic Millions day. He just goes to that race day and wins as a well-backed favourite each and every time. I think he'll be hard to beat. But Amelia's Jewel is fascinating because probably 12 months ago, we thought she was going to be the next really big thing of Australian racing. She was favourite for a Cox Plate. It looked like she was just going to go and win whatever she contested. A little bit of the gloss has gone off her, but if she bounces back on Saturday, and plenty of punters and experts suggest she will, it'll be great to see her back in town. So good race. For mine, there's 5 genuine winning chances.
Is Whitehack coming all the way from New Zealand? Is Whitehack any sort of a top 4 possibility for you? I think it's about 31s in the market at the moment.
Yeah, I think top 4 is a good way to play it. If you want to have something on Whitehack or if you want to take a trifecta or a first 4, I do think a good chance of getting to that 3rd or 4th placing. I think there's a couple of gallopers that fall into that bracket. And sometimes we see that with these slot races. The cream rises to the top, so we haven't had an absolute blowout in any of the slot races across the Gallops meetings, but we've had some long shots get into the minor prize money, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and I think this galloper could certainly fall into that bracket.
Quinny, great to catch up with you. Thanks. I love this Thursday slot previewing tonight and, of course, what's coming up this weekend. Cheers to your time, man, and punt well, as they say.
Thanks, Smithy. Good luck to you and all the listeners.
Yeah, cheers. Nick Quinn there, Entain's representative with us this morning as part of our Love Racing promotion. Of course, loveracing.nz for all your thoroughbred racing news, previews, replays, profiles and more. And of course, if you are having an investment, bet responsibly. R18, we encourage that here. It's 11:36.